Welcome to the second podcast of Switchwood Miracles. So happy you could make it. I'm still new at this. I'm trying to figure out some of this technology here. But I think we're good. So today I'm going to discuss why traditional affirmations don't work. Or, rather, they can backfire. I was exposed to affirmations and subliminal messages, subliminal audio, in the 80s. I was born in 1973, so I was pretty young. I didn't have too many major traumas, yeah, sure. I mean, I grew up in a dysfunctional family, like just about every one of us. But it wasn't too bad, at least not at that point. But I was a shy child. And I needed a little bit of a boost. I was exposed to subliminal messages, more specifically, Self-Confidence by Dr. Lee Polis, who I respect very much, and he has very interesting programs right now on Nightingale Conant. I was also exposed to Shakti Gawain's Creative Visualization. I love that book. And I still read it. And I read it. I have the audio version of it as well. And I believe that she really established creative visualization. There are others too, but it seems like she was the most famous of them. And I used that book, and it worked. It worked. I was young. It worked. I didn't have too many issues. Now, there was one problem. And apparently, this is not I'm not the only one with this problem. As I got older, and I experienced life, heartbreak, financial failures, health issues, you know, the slings and arrows of life, I realized that these affirmations and these subliminal audios stopped working. And a lot of people that I had spoken to had experienced the same thing. And I was really, really interested in that. And I thought, I wonder what that's about. Because if this was an objective scientific event, or phenomenon rather, it shouldn't stop working. Something must be behind it. Is it that they don't work, or has another variable entered the situation? And my research has come to the conclusion, I've come to the conclusion from my research that as we get older, we develop ingrained patterns of belief, behaviors, and we reinforce them. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The subconscious mind, part of its many powers, is that it loves repetition. When you repeat something over and over again, the subconscious mind will make sure that it becomes a habit. Now, at first that can sound actually quite ominous, but it's also quite good as well. Imagine if every day you woke up and you had to relearn how to brush your teeth, or how to dress yourself, or, you know, how to tie your shoes. Imagine every day you had to learn that over and over again. You'd be exhausted. You would have to learn everything that you learned the previous day over again. You'd be exhausted. And this is why the subconscious mind is so valuable, because it takes your behavior and your thoughts that you repeat and make them into a habit, which is essentially a shortcut. Thank God for shortcuts. We would never leave home for work if we had to relearn every step of the way. And of course, this benefit also comes with a little bit of a danger. The subconscious mind will make a habit of both good and bad situations that you repeat. And that could be really hard. A very bad habit can turn into an addiction, which is essentially a second nature. And as they say, old habits die hard. And after a while, if you continue to entrench it, it will just get harder and harder to break. Trust me, I know all about this. And most of us do. Many of us have problems with substance abuse or alcoholism or food addiction, exercise addiction, sex addiction, what have you. You repeat the addiction enough, long enough, it will become a habit and it will be very hard to break. But you know what? All is not lost. there really are, there's really just, you know, two ways to take care of this. Some people would even say three. The first way, which seems to be the more intuitive way, is to take action contrary to your bad habit. Meaning, if you want to stop drinking, don't drink. Or replace the time that you would drink with another event. And the same you can apply for food and smoking and all the habits that might be hurting you is take action to the contrary of your addiction. Now, that makes a lot of sense because if you take enough of that action, your subconscious mind will make that a habit. And so that makes a lot of sense. Now, the problem is that that can take a long time. I know I mentioned this in the previous podcast that, Maxwell Maltz stated in Psycho-Cybernetics that it takes 21 days to develop or to break a habit. And unfortunately, that does not apply to many habits. It does apply to some perhaps superficial habits, but they have done studies where depending upon the habit, the time frame was considerably longer than 21 days. But that's not really the topic for this particular podcast. The second way to reprogram your subconscious mind is through switch words. And yes, of course, this is the switch word podcast, so I guess I would be mentioning that. But really, it is very different than traditional affirmations that we are told to say. See, with the traditional affirmation, you are presenting something to your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind simply does not believe in it. It is contrary to your life experience, so it's going to throw that out. And the more you try to entrench it, the more your subconscious mind will rebel and try to entrench your old habit. You cannot lie to your subconscious mind. You cannot state, I am wealthy, you know, I have $1 million in my bank account or what have you, and you are currently in a deficit. Your eyes see the deficit. Your subconscious mind cannot be lied to, and it cannot be tricked. But it can be used in a certain way. You can exploit certain nature that exists in the subconscious mind. And again, this is where switch words comes in. What they do is, as their name implies, they switch on or off a particular outcome or feeling in your subconscious mind. So when you say these words, they just turn on or off your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is not even interpreting it. It's no long. It's not being exposed to comments that it does not believe in. It is just being switched on and off. And that's why switch words are so amazingly powerful. Like I said, I've never come in contact with something more powerful than this. And as a light switch would work, you don't have to believe that your light switch was going to turn on the light when you switch it on. It just does it, regardless of whether you believe in it or not. And that's the beauty of switch words as well. Some people say, oh, you need to do it with a belief. And of course, if you do it with belief, it does work very intensely. But with switch words, you don't have to believe in them. It's a switch. You know, like I said, turn on a light, turn on a car. You know, you don't have to believe that it will work. It just will. And I think that it's a revolution in self-help. And I'm so shocked that many people do not know about switch words. I'm completely shocked at that. You look on Google and you put in switch words and you're going to have, you know, between 22 and 25,000 entries or websites. And it might even be fewer because I believe that's in certain websites they're actually not referring to switch words but to something else. But this is the key to the law of attraction. This is the key. Switch words are the key to get your subconscious mind to do what you want it to do. Don't tell it what to do, because it's going to be like, hey, you've been giving me decades of this one behavior. By you just telling me not to do it, it's not going to work. You're going to have to do something else. And that's where switch words, like I said, just switches on the desired outcome that you want. And there's something great about that, because when the desired outcome is switched on, your actions are in alignment with that new way of being, that eventually that will become a habit. So in many ways, you short circuit the subconscious mind's entrenchment of a previously bad habit with a new one, but through switch words, instead of trying to fight it head on, you know, with all these statements that it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, you're 125 pounds, okay. It's not going to believe it. Switch words bypasses all of that interpretation. And that's why they are so effective. You can look online and put in switch word testimonials, and you'll find tons and tons of them. It's amazing. People from the most mundane things to finding something small to winning money, large sums of money, or health, or having diseases cured by them. You'll find many of these. And, you know, sometimes they're hard to believe, right? I mean, you think, wait, I'm just saying a couple of words, and all of a sudden all of these miracles happen. You know, that's a little bit hard to believe. And that's what I thought, too. I was exposed to switch words during a very hard time in my life, and I decided to try them, and they worked right away. When I say right away, we're talking about within a day. I used to binge drink. I was 20 pounds overweight. I completely destroyed a relationship that was otherwise perfect. But I destroyed it. And it was at that point that I found switch words, and interestingly enough, I don't even remember how I found them, because I didn't actually know they existed. And after studying thousands and thousands of modalities and books, I was shocked that they even existed. I was like, where did these come from? I've never heard of them before. And appears that most people haven't. So I used them right away, and they worked. Within about a month and a half, about 2 months maybe, I lost that weight. I went from running, 1 mile at the most to, to 10. Okay, that took about 6 months to get to that point. But I within a month, I was already doing 5K or 3.12 miles for my employer at the time was part of the JP Morgan Chase challenge. And I did it. I couldn't believe it. I changed my dietary habits. Everything changed, and I became more secure in myself. But it was a switch, just like they say. It was a switch. It was just all these years of these affirmations and all this stuff. And just a couple of single words just changed everything. It was amazing. And so this is what these are the switch words that I used. And I even developed one personalized switch word, which I'll get into as well. For my energy and my exercise, I use the switch words up and move. Up and move, get you going, give you the energy. Let's get to it. But running was also a slog. I mean, even thinking about running a mile, it felt like I was going to be doing this for an eternity. And so I used another switch word, halfway. And before you know it, within just a few months, I was running 2 hours straight, nonstop, just saying, up, move, halfway, up, move, halfway. And it just passed like a breeze. And the switch word halfway creates a situation where you perceive time to be going faster. Which is good, because if you're doing something that's really boring and you know you're going to be doing it for several hours, saying halfway a few times might actually help you experience that time moving faster. Does the time actually move faster? No. It's still the same time. But it will change your perception of time. For my confidence, which was really, really low, I used horse. Horse is a switch word that connotes, steadfastness and strength. A horse is a very sturdy animal. Somehow, the switch word horse was discovered to bring you those same attributes. James Mangan was, an eccentric character in my first podcast, but he came on to something. He really did. And for my other areas of life, I used together and divine. And together is the master switch word. It essentially, you could discard all the switch words and just use together, and you will achieve the results that you need. Divine is a switch word that produces miracles, and it does. It's amazing. I'm usually at a loss for words to explain it, because how can you explain synchronicities exactly? How can you explain miracles? They're experiential. They're not explanatory. So I suggest, if you want a miracle in your life, say divine, say together divine, and see what happens. After the experiences that I've had with switch words, I decided I was going to do more research and I was going to write a book. And that's what I did. I wrote Switchword Miracles, which you can find on Amazon, or you can go to switchwordmiracles.com to get a PDF copy. And I've written several other books on switchwords as well. I just want everyone to get to be aware of this. It's something that the self-help community has not picked up on, and it's time that it get out there. I mean, this works, and it works like a charm, and they really are miraculous. Like I said, I can't vouch exactly how James Mangan got these this idea. Certainly he was an eccentric character, but they work, and I feel it's the best way to reprogram the subconscious mind and reprogram it in a way that you won't get that much resistance, because when the subconscious mind is resisting, let me tell you, it's going to win. So that's the end of this podcast. The next podcast that's coming up, hopefully within the next 2 days, is called What You Resist Persists. And I'm going to go into great depth as to why that phenomenon is true, and it's not quite as obvious as you might think. Many of the books that mention that don't really go into the true detail of why what you resist persists, and I will get to that in podcast number 3. In the meantime, if you're interested in switchwords and you want to take a look, you can go to Amazon.com and put my name in, Doron, D-O-R-O-N, last name A-L-O-N, Alone, and see what titles I have for switchwords, or you can go to switchwordmiracles.com and you can get a PDF of Switchword Miracles, as well as a free ebook about switchword subliminals, which also you can look into at switchwordsubliminals.com. Thanks again for joining me for my second podcast. I'm very honored. I'm telling you, this is my first. These are my first podcasts, so I'm a little bit nervous, and I'm very happy that I've received already some emails, a few emails from people saying, "Good job." So that always helps. All right, so subscribe to the podcast. Go to my site. Go to Amazon.com. Look me up. And you can email me as well. I do respond to every email. You can email me at Doron, D-O-R-O-N, at switchwordmiracles.com. And I will get to you as quickly as I can. I do get quite a few emails, but like I said, I promise I respond to every single one of them. All right. Have a good day. Have a good night, wherever you are in the world. And we will meet next time. Bye.